All right. If you got your Bibles, turn to John chapter 18. And I know we've stood up and we sit down and we stood up and we sit down. But when you get to John chapter 18, if you will, if you can, please stand with me just in reverence of reading of God's Word. We're going to start in verse number 33. The Bible says, "Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thy own nation and chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? And Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight? Then I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And then he said this. He went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find no fault at all. I find in him no fault at all. Let us pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask you to hide me behind the cross, dear God, and empty me of self. But Lord, I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit and fill me with your words that we all stand in need of hearing. But dear God, I ask you to hide me behind the cross. Dear God, I ask you to clear our thoughts and minds that, Lord, that we may see clearly what your word is trying to tell us today. Lord, I pray that you will anoint this preaching, Lord, that you would take this place, dear God, and just use it for the upbuilding of your kingdom, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, I just give you the praise, honor, and glory for everything that's going to happen. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. See, so during this time, Pilate was looking for fault in Jesus' life. And see, we all oftentimes try to look in our lives for faults, and we're a lot of times we're guilty of trying to look in faults of other people's lives, and you know, that's exactly what happens with me. When the storm comes in at my work, faults happen. So then we have to go out looking for faults, and we find them and we remove it and we make it right. So I'm gonna take a minute today, God willing, and use some things I got at my work to show you what happens. So this is a switch. So what happens is power comes in here and leaves here, but there's got to be something in here connecting it. Now if there's a fault on the line, usually the fuse barrel, which I'm fixing to have in a minute, what we call it, it's got a fuse in there and it sees fault amperages and it's too much for it and it blows. So with that, we go out there and y'all see these over transformers. When you hear a loud boom, it's usually this thing in the middle right here that is blowing. So a lot of times when we come out, and I brought some, y'all know me, I'm all about some illustration and some visuals. So this thing sits in here like this and it's connected. And when fault happens, it falls open just like that. Can everybody see that? So the fault went on this, and you see that big long tail. Can y'all see that from back there? Stuart, can you see it? Y'all see that? Jason, you see that? Y'all can see that string hanging right there. That's a fuse. That's a fuse link that holds this together. So you can see it will not stay connected. There's too much fault went on this, and it's not connected. So let me ask you, if you will, you ain't got to turn, you can trust me. I'm going to flip over to John chapter 8, and I'm going to read just one verse. These are the chief priests and the Pharisees have found this woman in adultery. And the Bible says, they're saying to Jesus, they say unto him, Master, This woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. That means we caught her in the act committing adultery. What you going to do about it? They seen the fuse barrel open. They could see the tail hanging. And they knew, and they was calling out her faults before men and before Jesus Christ and before everybody. Let me tell you, Jesus, y'all, we all know the story, right? They were saying we should stone her. This is a cause of death. She should be punished to death by stoning, because we're Jews and that's what we do. We stone people who gets caught in doing these things. So Jesus, he's writing in the sand, and man, there's a lot of speculation what he was writing. I can't wait to ask him. I can't wait to see. Hey, take me back. Let me see that, what you was writing in that sand, because I don't know. He was knelt down in the sand, but he tells the chief priests and the Pharisees, ye without sin cast the first stone. So then Jesus says, you've already seen the fault in this woman's life. Now look at your life, and do you see any fault in your life? So if you see fault in your own life, then you cannot condemn this woman for the fault that you see in her life. That is what we do a lot of times as Christians. We will not look at our own self, but we will look at somebody else and say, well, why ain't they doing this? Why are they talking like this? Why? We'll even call some names out and say, well, you pray for them because they doing this. Well, let me tell you, that is good if you're asking prayer for people, but what I'm telling you is, don't hide your own faults to point out their faults. I could preach all day on this, amen. I didn't get no amens right there. What's up? Somebody might be saying, just move on, preacher. Just move on. You stepping all over my toes, just move on. Well, there's one fault. That's one thing that happens. So I'm gonna read from Matthew 15. We'll flip a little bit today. And I'm sorry, y'all, I forgot to send the scripture to the guys in the back so they can put it on the screen. It's totally my fault. I'll ask you to forgive me for that. But in Matthew 15, I'm going to read two verses. Verse number 19 says, for out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts, murderers, adulterers, fornicators, thieves, false witness, blasphemies. But these are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defile not a man. What Jesus was saying here, see, this is written in red. See, this is these Pharisees and the chief priests again. The scribes have come to Jesus, and you know, they're asking them, why do your disciples not wash their hands when they eat? And they're testing him. But then Jesus, he's saying, I'm just going to be honest with you right here. I know the heart of man. I know what's inside of a man. And I'm going to read what I preached on Wednesday just for a second. I'm just going to quote it one. But when Jesse brought all of his sons in front of Samuel, the prophet that God told he was going to anoint the next king of Israel, he brought the first one, and it says, and it came to pass when they were come, he looked at Eliab and said, surely the Lord has anointed him. This is Samuel the prophet. He sees the first son of Jesse walking up. He's a big guy. He's a strong guy. He was probably, you know, good speak. He was probably a great warrior, a great soldier. And Samuel said, surely this is him. But then the Bible goes on to tell us, the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of the stature, because I have refused him. The Lord seeth not as man seeth, for the Lord look on the not. For man look on the outward appearance, but the Lord look on the heart. So see, God sees different than me and you see. We have to look on the outside, but God looks on the inside. Let me show you something right here, something that, man, has set me on fire. Do y'all see any difference in the... I'm fixing to walk down the middle aisle right here. Y'all look at these right here. Does them look exactly the same to y'all? Huh? They are. So I'm just showing you. They are. Every one of them is the exact, they're the same. They fit in the same switch, do the exact same thing, pass power. But the only difference is, it's what's inside of them. That makes me want to run a lap. Did y'all see that? there's something inside this one that'll connect it to that switch, but there ain't nothing inside this one that'll connect it to that switch. Do y'all see what I'm saying? God looks on the inside, and man can look on the outside, and things look all good. We talked about it in Sunday school. Chad said, you know, sometimes we look at people's lives and what they, and we want what they got because we can't see exactly what they're going through. We can't see inside their house, inside their heart, what they're mad about, what they're struggling with, but we want what they got. God said, be careful, don't want what they got because they might have something way worse than you got. Amen? Think on that a minute. But let me show you this right here. Let me show you. See this switch right here? Got nothing on the inside, this fuse barrel. You put that fuse barrel in there, and no matter how many times you close it in, it may look like it's in there when I hold it up this way, but when I let go, it falls right open. That's a lot of times, that's what some people are sitting in this church right here today. They look like a good Christian on the outside, but on the inside, they might not even know Jesus Christ at all, never accepted him as their personal Lord and Savior, and they're not going to be connected to him. They're not going to be able to stand the strain of the faults that comes in this world. They're not going to be connected like this, but this one right here, that's got a fuse barrel in it, that's got a fuse in it, it's going to stay connected. You can wiggle that thing around, and it can take some faults. Y'all see what I'm saying? It can take something that is hard on it. But, boy, I got something else that's good. Y'all just wait. In John chapter 18, the Bible says, Pilate could find no fault at all in Jesus. None at all. I find in him no fault at all. So let me tell you. This illustration of mine wasn't quite working out the way I wanted it to. Because you know what? This fuse barrel right here, you put fault on this fuse, and it will blow, and it will look just like this. Y'all hear me this morning? You put the wrong thing in your life and expect it to hold the struggles of this world, and it won't hold. It will not hold. The Bible tells us, and listen, the Bible tells us we ought to be a new man, right? We ought to put on a new man. We ain't supposed to conform ourselves to the world. We ain't supposed to look like the world. That Jesus came and bled and died so me and you might be free from sin. Let me show you this right here. I'm carrying all this back to work so we can use it on Monday, right? That right there is what we call a solid blade. You know why? Fault current, fault amperage, it won't blow this thing. No matter how much strain you can put on that wire, how many trees fall on it, before this, look, whatever's holding it will blow up before this blows up. If God's holding you, he's made the connection. See, he's our in-between. Christ was sent to be your in-between. He's our in-between. And as long as he's our in-between, God's got us. And we're as strong as God. Amen? God will not put nothing on you that you could not bear. That's what the Bible tells us, that you could not withstand. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you can withstand it because Jesus Christ is living inside of you, and he lives through you. He talks to you. He loves you. He shows you all kind of things. So what I want to do right now, see, is to stop and just to hold on just a minute, and just to open up your eyes. And this might be quick today because I really want to stop right now and just give the altar call and just see how God's moving in people's lives. But I got the Holy Spirit's telling me to go a little further right here. See, Jesus, when he went in there, Pilate, three times, the Bible tells us three times, Pilate would go into the judgment hall, and he would talk to Jesus. And then Pilate would go out here, and he would talk to the Jews. See, the Jews, they sent Jesus in, but they wouldn't even come into the judgment hall because they didn't want to defile themselves being in an unclean person's, in the room with an unclean person, because they wanted to participate in the Passover. But yet they would send an innocent man to be in there to be crucified, to die. How is that not defiling themselves? Come talk to me. Listen to me. I want y'all to think about this a minute. They'll said, we don't want to walk in that room and be in communication with that guy that is unclean, with that Gentile, that Roman, but yet we will send an innocent man to die only because we don't like what he's saying. And you know what Jesus said? It's got to be this way. Y'all know the Romans, they crucified people. That's how that was their the way of putting people to death. I just told you before that Jews, they stoned people. Jesus said, I will be lifted up. He already knew the end, y'all. Let me tell you, in your circumstance, whatever storm you're going through in life, if you're connected and you've got that, you've got the saving grace of God on your heart, in your mind, and you're trying to live for Christ, but that storm just keeps coming, listen. He's going to lift you up out of the miry stuff. He's going to be there for you. But Pilate was trying to find fault in Jesus. He searched, and he couldn't find none at all. I wonder, if he searched any of us in here, could he find fault? I don't know a lot of his lives, but I'm here to tell you, I'd be willing to say about 100% of us, he could find a fault or two. Amen? But see, this was like no other man before. This is the God-man. This is the King of the kings, the Lord of lords. This is the man who lived on this earth for 33 and a half years, who knew not sin. He was born of a virgin. The Old Testament speaks on him many, many times. The whole thing points toward him. And he lived his life for 30 years. Then he started his ministry. And for 3.5 years, he walked and he did miracles. And he saved lives. He raised people from the dead. The people who was crippled who come in contact with him, they were made whole. The people who were blind, they saw. The people who had any issues at all, who were going through storms in their life, were touched. Let me tell you, I'm just telling you all that to say, if whatever you got going on in your life, Jesus Christ can handle. Don't be looking for the faults. Oh, this ain't even in my notes, and this right here, y'all need to hear this right here. Wow. When God just gives you something when you're standing up here, y'all, it's just, you got to collect your thoughts just a minute, because I just want to run right now. Listen, at work, we got what we call a fault finder. We can hook the neutral up or the negative up. Some people like to think of it this way. But we hook the ground up. That's what it is for us. You got to have a good ground. You got to be connected to the ground. And then you stick it on the hot wire. And it's called a thumper. And you put that voltage on that line. And if there's a fault in it, in the ground, now it could be 10 foot deep, and it's going to go pow, 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 pow. And you can go to where that fault is in that underground cable, and you can dig it up and fix it and make it right. Let me tell you, when you get truly grounded in the Word of God and that hot Holy Spirit comes in you, that fault that's in your life, you ain't going to have to go look for it. It's going to be popping real loud and shining real bright in your life. And that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to go to that problem. He wants you to fix that problem, because you got to have a good ground in the Word of God to even know. See, that's what's wrong with the world today. They're not grounded in the world. They don't even know what they're doing is wrong because they're not grounded in the Word. They don't feel the Holy Spirit. So they think everything's okay. But when you're grounded in God's Word and you feel the Holy Spirit and you know that it's telling you you're wrong, why are we still going out and doing it and not fixing the problem? I don't know about y'all, but that just... But listen. I wrote down, people today are kind of just okay and cool with Jesus. They're not anti-Lord. They're not crying out, crucify him. They can tolerate him. They say, you know, Jesus is, he's a good man. He's a good religious leader. Let me tell you, you better not just be cool with Jesus. You better be cleansed by Jesus and changed by Jesus and be sanctified by Jesus, set apart from this world. Because listen, if you're just cool with Jesus, you're the same as Pilate is. And we're fixing to talk about what Pilate is, and it ain't good. So you might be sitting in here today and say, I'm cool with Jesus. He's all right. I ain't got no problem with him. I ain't got no beef with him. We good. Because there's no in-between. There's no in-between. You can't be okay with Jesus and get to heaven. You've got to be cleansed by Jesus to get to heaven. He's got to be your Savior, your Master. He's got to be the one that you go and talk to, the one that you fall on your face and cry out to when nobody in this world. Because let me tell you, it might be your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, and I got some of my family in this place right now. But I will fail you at some point in time in life. Do y'all understand that? People on this earth will fail you. But Jesus Christ never will. So why in the world wouldn't we accept Him, reckon? You know, I got down Ephesians 4:24. And that's just where the Bible tells us. Where you put on a new man, which is after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Some of us haven't put on that new man. See, some of us in here have accepted who has come and said, I prayed a prayer, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, but you ain't told nobody. The Bible says if you deny me before man, I will deny you before the Father. It's time some of you stood up and said, I'm saved, and I am proud that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, and I accepted Him as my personal Lord and Savior. I'm covered by the blood at Calvary. I'm trying my best to walk in His will in my life. Somebody needs to stand up and say that today. See, all the Jews, they wanted Jesus taken out. They wanted Him killed. And they was trying to use some politics to get it done. Because they told old Pilate, you know, we'll be happy if you do what we ask you to. Who else wants Jesus taken out? There's several in this world, right? Taken out of our schools, taken out of our government. They want His name taken off our money. There's some people in this day and time that want Jesus taken out. And it's because we as Christians we don't have the passion that David had when Goliath was cussing his God. We ain't got the passion that he had to stand up and say, no, you ain't going to talk about my God that way. But I want to tell you, they want Jesus taken out of everything, and that's just as bad as saying crucified. See, Pilate couldn't find no fault in Him. Pilate couldn't find no fault in the man of Jesus Christ. Pilate could find no fault. I guarantee you, they could find no fault in His message, in what He was saying. They could find no fault in it. I guarantee you. That not only His message, but they couldn't find any fault in His miracles either. They tried. They said, you're going to do these miracles on Sunday? They tried to put fault on His miracles. So they couldn't find no fault in the man He was. They couldn't find any fault in the message that He brought. They couldn't find any fault in the miracles. And I challenge you to try to find any fault in His manual that He gives us. Several have. But I believe with all my heart, this is the undefiled Word of God. It spoke right out of God's mouth into man's ear, and they wrote it down. If you believe that today, say amen. Three times Pilate said, there's no fault in this man. I find no fault in this man at all. Three times. One time he said, I find no reason for this man to be put to death. But then you know what Pilate did? He got a vase of water, stuck his hands in it. He said, I wash my hands of this man's blood. You know what Pilate did at that instant? Listen at me. Everybody look right here. Just for a second. Don't be looking at your phones. I don't care if you're reading your Bible. I want you to look right here. At that point in time, Pilate rejected Jesus Christ. He didn't find no fault in him. He didn't have no problem with him. But he didn't accept him as Savior. Y'all see? Do y'all see that? Wipe my hands of him. Some of us today, there's been people who is in within this, under this roof right here who's raised their hand and said, I've never accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I know I'm a sinner. I know he can save me, but I haven't accepted him yet. I'm asking you why. You're just like Pilate. You've washed your hands of him and said, I'm stepping back. You might know that he can perform miracles. You might know that his message is true. You might know that Jesus Christ died on the cross. But until you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior and make him Lord of your life, then you're just like Pilate. You rejected him. Man. I want to ask you, and I'm closing. If you're saved in here today, and you're going through them tough times, and you feel like you're at your breaking point, I want to remind you of this. He's stronger than anything we'll face on this earth. He's the bridge between us and God. Whatever the loss you might have faced in your life, whatever struggle you might be dealing with right now as a human being, he is the in-between. Some of us in here is dealing with decisions to make. Some of us is dealing with medical issues. Some of us is dealing with addiction, anxiety, depression, loss of a loved one. There's many that we're dealing with in here, health issues. Jesus Christ is the go-between. He's stronger than any fault that you'll ever face in your life. For those of us that are saved, I want to encourage you to do this. Quit searching for them faults in other Christians. And two, don't you think your Savior deserves more? Don't you think your Savior deserves more of your time? More of your talk? More of your praise? Because I'm gonna tell you, there is no doubt in my mind. There's over 250 people in this place this morning, and I guarantee you when the songs were sung, somebody wanted to raise their hand, but they didn't because they were afraid what somebody might say about them. Somebody might have wanted to shout amen when I was preaching, but they were scared. Don't he deserve more worship from us than we give him just on Sunday morning and Wednesday night? He deserves way more. He deserves your life. Because listen, in the Bible it says, for no greater love than that is of a friend to lay down his life for another. For a man to lay down his life for his friend. Do y'all all agree with that? That's what it says in the Bible. Let me tell you this. Jesus Christ has set the example and laid down his life for you. Have you truly laid down your life for his? Because no greater love is that than that. Because we find no fault in him. You can't put your faith in any other than Jesus Christ. He's the only man to ever walk this earth faultless. And Lord knows I got many, and we can stand up here and talk about them all day. But my faith is in one who has no fault. Where's yours? If you will, please stand with me. I'm going to ask the question first and foremost to get down to the straight business. I know people's in here. Nobody looking around. Nobody talking to anybody. I tell you what, husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever, kind of get you a little room. I don't want nobody feeling nobody. I want it to be just me and you right here. Okay? Everybody, close your eyes and bow your heads. If you know without a shadow of a doubt where you'll spend eternity, right here in this place, raise your hand. Amen. 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 Here's the next question. Put them hands down. If you're not 100% true of your salvation, if you say, Dwayne, I'm just like Pilate. I find no fault in Jesus Christ, but I don't know where I'll spend eternity. I've never accepted Him as my personal Lord and Savior. I want you to slip your hand up. I see your hand. I see your hand. Anybody else? Amen. I see your hand. Anybody else? Everybody, I want you to close your eyes. Nobody looking around. If you raise your hand, I want you to look up here at me. Would you like to accept Him today? Is God pulling at your heart? Would you like to accept Him today? Look up here at me on my left. Your right. I've seen your hand. Would you like to accept Him today? Everybody's head bowed and eyes closed. As the song starts to sing, I'm going to pray. And when that song starts, I'm going to encourage you. If you looked at me right now and you said, yes, I would like to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Listen, I can't come to you. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. And you're stepping out in faith. When you step out of that aisle and you come down to this altar, you're telling Christ, I know that I'm lost and I know that I'm a sinner. But I've got faith in you, Jesus, that you can save me. I want Christians all over the house praying, but what I really want, if God has touched your life, and this is not just about salvation, this is about, hey, I don't want to see fault in anybody else. I don't want to see just my faults, because the Bible tells us Jesus took, in Psalms, He said our transgressions are as far as the east is from the west. I want you to pray that you lay that down at the cross right now. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just beg you, have your own will and way. Give people strength and power to step out in faith and come down to this altar and get right with you and get down to business with you and quit playing church, dear God. I don't want any of them to be hollow, Lord. I don't want any of them to rely on themselves to be the in-between, but I'm going to rely on Jesus Christ to be the in-between. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. As the song starts, I'm going